From here, you can see far away onto the North Sea in the horizon, and behind you is the Haringvliet Dam. Salt water as far as your eyes can see, and when the gates of the dam are open, a flush of fresh river water enters the sea. Open arms, that's what it should be all about. And well, in a world ruled by Corona, we now miss each other's arms. Who would not like to be welcomed with open arms or embraced a loved one? Thus here, for example, the sea should actually receive the freely flowing river into its waves. And beware, this is more than nice words or romance. It involves a transition from mainland to sea, from fresh water to salt water. This gives via a brackish zone. And this should be the normal and natural way in which rivers end in the ocean. Natural dynamics are the truly important thing since migratory fish, for instance, can get used to the transition from fresh to salt. And also boats used to travel the world through these ports. The estuary has a very important function for fish, not only as a gate for the fish migration, but also a nursery for fish. And it is also shallow and dynamic here. So light falls all the way to the bottom, and there are many mineral nutrients. So you're looking at one of the most productive, most nutrient-rich places that exist on Earth. Here grows more per square meter than on a fertilized agricultural field. And the biodiversity can be enormous. Many algae species, plankton, shellfish, and with that, lots of fish and birds belong to an estuary. And healthy estuaries can be our hope for a healthy ocean full of life, which is wonderful by itself, but also a guarantee for our own food supplies. So for you, I wish you a lot of freshness here and also a sense of freedom, together with an imagination of all the possibilities of life underneath the water surface. And it's also the closest you can come to the ocean without a boat.